The group potentially faces up to life in prison in a case connected to the online distribution of pornography. Their trial on the charges ended on Friday in Beijing, with the courts withholding a verdict for the time being. Prosecutors allege some 21,000 files of pornographic material was found on three different servers run by Qwert. In this case, Qwert not only provided an online platform for users to upload and publish videos, but users could also locate, download, and spread video resources by clicking the URL links through the platform. At the same time, Qwert required users to download its Qwert player in order to watch these videos. All the four defendants have denied the charges, arguing Qwert itself focused on program design and technical research. Qwert, as a peer-to-peer transfer site, allowed people to upload content which others could then download. As such, lawyers defending the four in court have pointed their fingers at the third-party users.
Qwert was simply a tool used to play videos, and its functions are just like a DVD player. Even though it has been used by others to watch or spread pornography, the responsibility should lie with those users rather than the defendant.
One of the key arguments discussed during the court hearings is whether Qwert intentionally allowed pornographic material to be spread via its platform. Qwert founder Wang Xing claims that he had established a filtering and reporting system to prevent users from uploading and watching porn videos. Lawyers for the group also argue that no specific laws are in place in China which force software developers to guarantee the users of their products are not involved in possible illegal acts.
From the perspective of the criminal law, Qwert as a video service provider is not required to conduct substantive examinations about whether the video content is illegal. That duty belongs to the organs of state power, such as the Public Security Department.
However, prosecutors in the case argue that the current laws and regulations do have specified responsibilities for China's online service providers. In 2007, China's top radio, film and television regulator, along with the information industry regulator, published a regulation on the administration of internet-based audio-video program services. It stipulates that online audio and video programs provided by developers cannot contain any pornographic material. Prosecutors also argued the inaction of Qwert has allowed a number of pornographic videos to go viral on the internet. Back in June 2014, the company was fined 260 million yuan or nearly $40 million for copyright infringement. Before it was shut down in 2014, Qwert has around 300 million users. For CRI, I'm Wang Mengzhen.